You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. There is a rich season of concerts and plays in the region this fall. CAP Radio's arts and theater critic Jeff Hudson is here with a preview. And Jeff, I understand you're going to start, though, with a few newsier items.
Right. One of the Sacramento area orchestras, the Camellia Symphony, is about to start their season in a different venue than they've been in recent years. They are moving into the recently renovated McClatchy High Auditorium, which has several hundred more seats.
Yeah, that's great.
And so consequently, you'll be able to buy tickets the day of the performance, probably. They start their season, the Camellia Symphony Orchestra, on September the 29th with pianist Natsuki Fukusawa. And then last Friday, our region lost Barbara Jackson, who was the music lover and philanthropist from Davis.
Right.
She is the reason that Jackson Hall at the Mondavi Center is named Jackson Hall. It's named after her late husband and herself. She donated also lots of big donations to the San Francisco Opera and to other organizations. And she was 99 years old.
Yeah, just 1 month short of turning
100. I know. And I've spoken with her, and it's going to be different going into Jackson Hall without seeing her up there in her favorite box. But she's a wonderful, wonderful figure.
Yeah, a lot of gratitude to her family. All right, let's move on to some of these concerts, starting with the Sacramento Chamber Music Society.
Which is coming right up on Saturday the 15th and Sunday the 16th. The first one, the Saturday in Davis and the Sunday at Sac State. They are having in Philip Myers, who for 37 years, which is a long time, was the principal horn with the New York Philharmonic. And he is, I've heard him here several times. He's really, really good, and I'm looking forward to hearing this concert myself. Phil Myers has been a friend of Bill Barbini, who's the artistic director of the, forever. They were both in the New York Philharmonic in the 70s. And he's going to be here playing a Mozart quintet for horn, two violas and cello, and then a Beethoven sextet, and the Brahms horn trio. And let's hear a little bit of the Brahms horn trio featuring Philip Myers.
A distinctive instrument, isn't
right.
it?
Right. And he's very good.
So those concerts are this weekend.
Right.
We have more on our website. All right, to the Stockton Symphony.
The Stockton Symphony is starting up their season, and they are bringing in a soloist, Anthony Trionfo, who is a flutist. Now, if you think you might have heard that name, Anthony Trionfo, on the airwaves here before, he's been on From the Top twice, back when he was a teenager.
Oh.
And so he's originally from Las Vegas, and he's African-American, and he's a really, really fine, fine flutist. I'm impressed with his work. He is currently a grad student at the Colburn School of Music right next to Walt Disney Hall in Los Angeles. And with the Stockton Symphony, he's going to be playing the Jockey Bear Flute Concerto, which he hasn't recorded yet. So I found a foray fantasy for flute that he's performing on. Let's hear a little bit of how he plays the flute. And also on the Stockton Symphony's concert is going to be a brand new piece commissioned from Emmy Award-winning composer John Wineglass by the Stockton Symphony, and it's called The Sights and Sounds of Stockton. It's a multimedia thing with some visual film pieces from the Stockton area by students from San Joaquin Delta College. That concert is going to be on September 22nd.
Wow. To hear that is one thing, but to watch it live would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's keep going, Jeff.
Well, Maria Callas is sort of visiting the Mondavi. The Mondavi Center is going to be doing Callas in Concert, the Hologram Tour, on September the 23rd. Maria Callas, as opera fans all know, was the reigning soprano that was on top of the world in the 1950s and 1960s. She passed away quite a while ago in 1977. Back in the 60s, operas were not recorded for TV broadcast very often, so we don't have archival footage of her singing complete operas to speak of. There's just a little bit. But she did do some television specials, and what's happened is a company called Bass Hologram has taken some of those old TV specials, reprocessed the video into a hologram, and then remastered the sound. So the image of Maria Callas will be there on stage. The sound of Maria Callas's voice will be there, and then there will be an actual orchestra. The Sacramento Philharmonic has been hired for the night. They've got a conductor coming in to lead them. And so it's going to be a very unusual, it's the only way, it's as close as you're going to get to seeing what Maria Callas was like.
Wouldn't that be tempting if you were a musician to want to be watching to try?
Well, and you
I don't know what your view would be from stage of the hologram process.
Callas's fans are really, really dedicated. And so the people who are just always interested in anything she did are going to want to check this one out.
Yeah, September 23rd at 7 o'clock at the Mondavi Center.
Right.
Okay, we have time for one more.
There is a group from the Ukraine that is going to be visiting the Harris Center on October the 2nd. And this is a group called Daka Braka, and they've been creating quite a stir in avant-garde circles. They sort of do a one-of-a-kind blend of traditional instruments and music from different parts of the world, and they perform, the three women in the quartet wear these really crazy-looking tall black hats that are, you got to see it. They've been on, they've done a tiny music concert, and that video is out there on the internet. Their blend of wild energy and spirited anarchy is kind of what I think of them as. Kind of reminds me a little bit of the B-52s, but from Eastern Europe and more into the folky end of things. Let's hear a little bit of Daka Braka.
Okay, Jeff, you have our producers and Anthony Van Hook, our engineer, dancing in the room. I'm seeing it through the glass.
I can safely predict that this is something a little bit different than anything else you've ever seen. And again, it's
the guys like it.
Yeah. No, I was having fun, chopping onions to it in the kitchen, too.
Ah.
So they're coming up October the 2nd at the Harris Center. I should also mention, since we have just a second, there are three Shakespeare openings coming up. This weekend, the Actors Theater is opening up King Lear with Ed Claudio in the title role.
Uh-huh.
The following weekend, the 21st, Davis Shakespeare is opening up As You Like It. And then at the end of the month, New Idea Theater is opening up Othello.
Wow. And they're all great productions, too. So that's Insight for today. Our producers are Jen Picard, Cody Drabble, and Bert Johnson. Thanks to Paul Conley and Gary Vercelli for their work on the Herb Alpert piece. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer today is Anthony Van Hook. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We're back with another live show tomorrow.